All right, Mission Control, we're ready. All right, y'all, thanks for coming out. This is a tune called Blues for Ben. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coffee's lights out on the dance floor, y'all. Whoever runs the place, can we please do that for these people? Y'all don't want light. You want dark. You want a party. All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. your mouth up. I blew your mouth up. Who? Where? What? Who? Oh, yeah.
Something wrong with this picture. just got to be something wrong with that. There's something wrong with this picture. There's something wrong, just got to be something wrong with that. There's something wrong with this picture. Thank you. And out of Michigan, where you at? Yeah, we come up to bring some funk right before this jazz fest going down at home. We're glad to see everybody out. Everybody say yeah! We'd like to start it off with a selection from our new CD. We like to do this for everybody who's ever been down on their luck. Gonna do this for Mason and Brian. Yeah. For Teresa and Robin. When I look outside the window, I see troubles in my past. And I've got this strange feeling inside that I'll get up. This could be my last, but the pain doesn't come from leaving this life I've known behind. But looking ahead, rather than seeing through eyes that were blind, but I'll start from scratch. Gonna put out all yesterday's dirty trash.
to do this for Pamela Natowski and Nicole. We'd like to say we love you and thanks for coming out. We'd like to feature the great Scary. Thank you.
you.
Yeah, this is for you, Rachel and Laurie. Everybody, say yeah. All right. Thank you.
We're going to take a little 10-15 minute break. We'll be back in about a half an hour. So y'all stick around, get a drink. Get your bartender a drink. Get the friend next to you a drink. We'll be back in a minute.
Thank you. Thank you.
my heart's at home, but this love is fading. Everyone could make it. Yeah, you're right, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Feels like home to me tonight. Yeah, you're right. We'd like to sock this out to some pretty important people up here, our Michigan family. For Brian and all the people in the house. If you just bear with the house man tonight and say yeah, we're gonna tell you a story about LA Town. We're gonna tell you a story and what they were putting down. Got money too. Yeah, I know you got money, baby. But that ain't what I'm talking about. You see, it's what's inside that counts. That's what the house man like. We ain't talking about no money. I'm just trying to get to Beverly Hills to hang out with my boy, you know. It ain't always about money. You see, baby, I want to hang out with my friends because we love hanging out together. And you want to talk about money. Girl, you got original painting lined up down the hall. We got Monet and Picasso. Well, your mama said you even got a cigar. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, get your hands together. Come on. Now we'd like to do this for Lori, since he won't leave early. Gonna do this for you, Rach. Yeah, you're right, baby. Gonna do this for all the ladies in the house. Ladies, are you out there? Say yeah! All right. Yeah, put your hands together. Come on, we're gonna soul clap it all out. Come on. Give me some of that old soul. That we may call tonight. A love so good I can't let you go. Yeah. Let me see the hands of those in the house that want a love so good they can't let go. I mean a love sent from up above. A love, a love. They want a love. Yeah. Well, this love was sent from up above, but these two people had no clue. Everywhere they would go, they would not agree. They would argue and fuss, talk trash. And we all know that that's not love. That's a part of love, but that's not love, love. We're gonna tell you about the other side of love tonight. Yeah, the good side. That's all the house band gonna tell you about, the good side of love. You see, every day when these two people would get together, they couldn't get along, but late at night, while the doors were locked tight and the blinds were drawn, they would agree on that. Yeah. Clandestine meetings, tight, out of the way places. So they had a love that was so good they couldn't let go. Why couldn't they get along? Bring it down, Sam. Now, ladies, we love you dearly. Without you, there would be no us. There's no me without you. This is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. Yeah! But I want to ask you one question. Why, when we're in love with you and we decide to break up and go our separate ways, we go over to our friend's house and we get drunk and, oh, scary. I just lost my old lady, I lost my girlfriend, and we just broke up. And then we decide to go out and do our laundry or get a pack of cigarettes. And we stumble on the ladies with their friends. And then we start hearing, oh girl, he wasn't shit anyway. You ought to be glad he's gone. Come on, we're gonna go out tonight. And we gon' shake that booty down tonight. We gon' shake that booty. Yeah. Yeah. beat up and hurt. And y'all out shaking that booty. I don't know if that's fair, but they tell you if it don't kill you, it must be good for you. So hey. This relationship got in stone trouble over booty shaking. Because every time he would pass by or go out to a club, she would be there with her friends. He go in the club just to see his boy and take a peep at his lady. And they over in the corner, bent way down, shaking her. Had to do something quick, or somebody was gonna grab that booty and take that booty home. Okay. So one night, he passed the club in Ann Arbor called the Brian Pig, and he heard Galactic in that funk in the house. And it sounded like a little booty shaking going on. So he followed his nose into the jungle. So when he came to the door, he didn't know who was in there, what was going on, but he saw a crowd gathering around some ladies in the corner. And he figured it was his lady and her friends. Cause he stopped his friend, he said, "What's going on over there?" "I don't know. That's some women over there. And they're shaking that ass. They're shaking that booty down. Cut out for him. He got him a drink at the bar. He started cutting through the crowd. "Excuse me. Oh, can I get through right here? Excuse me. So he got over to his lady and her friends. He didn't know what he was going to say, what he was going to do. He stood there for a minute and he surveyed his lady and her friend. He said, "Baby, can't you hear me talking to you, baby? Wow, shit, baby. Hear me when I say. But they paid him no attention. Because as you know, they were bent way over with their back stuck out and they were shaking at her. Shaking at her. Yeah. They was doing it like that. Back over to his lady. He looked her in the eye. He looked her in the eye again because she scared him the first time. She's so sexy. Yeah. He looked her in the eye. And this is what he said. "I can't stand when it's my own fault, baby, baby girl, cause you caught me lying. Look in my eyes. to be made. Right here, girl. Right now, tonight. Oh, you tonight, girl. Now, girl, when we were together, when we were alone, you and me. I think they went home together and lived happily ever after. Thank you.
gonna sneak another one in here before 2 o'clock. And all right, you guys are some cool motherfuckers.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mark Keller. See y'all next time.